Exercise 17, page 39. Lost in the desert. Rick Anderson, a magazine photographer, had no idea what would happen to him when he set off over the Sahara Desert in a small plane last month. The view was beautiful, but the sun was boiling hot as Frank, the pilot, flew slowly over the desert. Rick was taking pictures when he heard a loud bang.
"What's that noise?"
he asked Frank.
"Something's wrong with the engine,"
Frank yelled as the plane began to lose altitude. A few minutes later, Frank managed to land the plane safely in the desert. They checked the radio, but it wasn't working. Rick decided to go for help. Frank tried to stop him, but he wouldn't listen.
"You stay here and try to fix the radio,"
Rick said. He took a water bottle and started walking. The sun was burning his skin as he went on, hour after hour, through the hot desert. His head ached, and his lips were dry and cracked. There was no water left in the bottle. He was thinking of turning back when he saw some people on camels in the distance. One of them was waving to him. Rick couldn't believe his eyes. He tried to wave back, but he fell, exhausted, onto the sand. When Rick opened his eyes, he was inside a tent. Frank was there too.
"Some Bedouin men on camels found me at the plane,"
Frank said softly.
"Then we followed your footprints in the sand. Everything's fine now."
Rick smiled gratefully and said,
"Thanks to the Bedouins. Oh, maybe we can take some photos of them for the magazine."